Again, tomorrow's shiur is at 11:30. Sunday schedule. We're going to have to give a contemporary halacha. 1 o'clock. You can come too. It's downstairs. It's actually the topic is family planning. Those who weren't here, Thomas can hear and get a quick review. Okay, so Rabosai, we are learning some of the halachas. I'd like to finish this Borah stuff in another week or so. We're just finishing 2 weeks today. And then one more week, we can't afford to spend 4 to 3 weeks really on Borah. The next topic is Dosh. Maybe we can do Dosh even. I don't know, maybe we'll do. The main thing of Dosh is Schita. We'll discuss Dosh a little bit. Even these Ram comes a little bit of Dosh. Schita, we can consider like a separate topic under Dosh. So we'll, let's take a look at what's going on over here. Mosai, we have the right page already. We did that. From yesterday?
Yeah.
Ah. Okay, that's very good. We're going to see a little bit over here in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, B'Siyata D'Shmaya. What, Jay? What happened?
Let me just refresh the page and then it should work. Hopefully.
I thought you said I asked that question before the shiur. So you said, once I'm on, I'm on.
Yeah, I guess not.
Spinning. Let me tell you what it says. I hope it'll go on. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa in Pera Gimel Sif Samach Beis.
No.
But it says the thing here. How can that be? This never happened to us before. We had it. I guess remember when I walked in, I said, I can't only.
I didn't refresh it, but I don't know.
I mean, here it says we're Yeshiva University, so it looks like we're on. Okay, let me just.
While he's doing it, while the techies are working, I'm going to read you what Shmir Shabbos says in regular old print. The following shaila, Rabbi Osai, a person has tea sense. For bishul purposes, you make it the essence of tea. And on the bottom of it, you often have tea leaves. They make it from leaves. You may pour the sense out through the spout, even though the spout has a misnenes. A misnenes has a, what's the English word for that? A strainer. There's a strainer in the spout. Still not. Mm-hmm. All right. This is, I feel very bad. I was counting on this as I came to shiur early to make sure this happened. I don't know what happened. Did I do something wrong when I was spinning?
No.
This happened like that? I don't know why. I feel very bad. We'll do Torah tomorrow. Okay. Okay. This is what it says over here. Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa. I'll give you the Maran Makom. We'll look at it later on your convenience. Paragimel Sif Samach Beis. Oh. What if the tears are mixed in together with the essence? Don't pour out until the leaves sink to the bottom. And then only then you pour out. Only then you pour out. Okay? What's the lumbus over here? What's the lumbus over here? He says, well, you know what? He gives you a maramakum. This is, again, Sif Samach Beis. In footnote, Kuf Peva, look back what I wrote. In Sif Zion and Ha'ori Yud Beis. Okay, so in my own save, I'm looking back. I feel so bad for you. I want to show it to you inside. He writes as follows. What happens if I have a cup of tea and the tea leaves, and I don't know anything? I just let the tea leaves sink to the bottom by themselves. Last time, I didn't know anything. I'm not a Machal Shabbos. The teacup is a Machal Shabbos, not me. So he writes over here, last time, it's nothing. He writes at the bottom, who says, the greatest rabbi in history said it. What's his name? How are you at base? Rabbi Pashut. This is the Gedolim cause. Rabbi Pashut. Pashut said, that's why Pashut said it's Mutter. He lo osa maisa brera. Didn't know anything. He didn't do anything. as a mashke shemilamala. Achamuotzi the coast there in Beres is a some kind of a faucet on the bottom. She's a murav. Umabido kadeshi mukhon avira akakh kosa zakhirin. Hareis awesome. I'm not exactly sure what is happening over here in this footnote. I'd love to show you what's on it. Maybe we'll get our service back. But this is, you should look it up later. Or you'd base, and if you can explain every word to me, I'd appreciate it. So we'll leave it off till tomorrow, and you'll give me pshat, okay? The very beginning of the perikah, or you'd base. Fine. Now, going back to, again, Sif Samach base, what happened from Mizek, he already poured out all the clear T-sense. What's left? The small amount on the bottom of T-sense, which has the leaves mixed in. Yesha Ostrim Limzog as Tamsin Satay Derech Misnenazu. Vyesha Matirin. Holo Ritzono Nishtamesh B'Tamsin Satay Lialter. Oh, some say it's Mutter, some say it's Aser. Who says it's Aser? Say Vishvises Shabbos. Aser. And someone showed me yesterday this expression in Malchus Eliyahu, poskeiz manenu lo nichlu lo nekel. Even there's room to be mekel, today's poskim don't want to be mekel on this particular shayla. Hu amatir, this is the Tzos HaShulchan. Tzos HaShulchan. Even the Shvitz HaShabbos who asked it said, lo reinu nisarim bazeh. He admits that people are doing it all the time. And the Chazon Ish says, well, maybe it's because, you know why? Brera biyad. What do you mean brera biyad? So he suggests in the parentheses one of two things. Either it's made for shimush biyadi, shemazal mitzvara, by the salt shaker. Whatever's made for immediate use is called biyad. Oh, and here's another very fascinating quote. Hava derech achila. That's a very, very amorphous statement. I mean, we have to deal with it down the road. We dealt with it a little bit already. Called Derech Achila. It's called Derech Achila. Therefore, it's called by definition Brera Biyad, even though there is a strainer at the spout of the particular container which has the tea essence in it. Okay, what that means exactly, we don't exactly understand. Isn't it helping the Brera? That's what I would have said. It's helping the Brera. In any event, you see from the Chazon Ish that he holds that whatever pours out is called the Nivra. Because he's saying it's Muta Ochel Mitoch Psoles. So if you consider it to be Biyad somehow or other, but it still has to be Ochel Mitoch Psoles. Now, again, I feel so bad I can't show you anything. That means we're completely nothing. Even all the three they put on before are all. I'm very disappointed.
So I'm a Sholosh, you might still have the pages that you load in before you, if it's in the pages that you had before.
Well, I had pages of Shemir Shabbos also, before.
Yeah. Well, Orcha Shabbos also, because I had it before. I reloaded it and it was like, it seems fine.
Aha.
So the other two might work, Rabbi.
So we want to try it?
It's on already, so Rabbi should.
I'll see if it works. Let's see. So I have to just make sure that, okay. I'm afraid to touch anything. I'm afraid to move. We do have something. Let me read you what the Sefer Ayel Meshulash says about this very point. I'm afraid to move it that far. It's in critical care. It's in intensive care unit. I'm afraid to move it so far. But I'll read it to you. In discussing this very matter, he has the following case, exactly this kind of a case, on page Kuf Zayin. He writes as follows, in explaining why this might be permissible. He says, look, the Chazon Ish's maker, we don't know why it's Brera Biyado. There is a strainer there. I quote, I would move it, but I'm just afraid. I'd rather just read this to you and we'll move. Keima de'ikar shimu shakli hu litzok ha-tamtis b'kos b'tzura nocha. The main purpose of this kli is simply to pour the tea sands into the water. The fact that they're straining out the leaves is only a secondary consideration. Quote, end quote. Fascinating. It's the main purpose just to pour it. It's it's not considered to be a kli yavyuchad le librerim. Okay, fine. Now, you said Shemir Shabbos I can't get because we weren't reloaded?
Yeah.
I feel so bad. Okay. I don't know how that happened. We were on it. But all right. In the very next sif, the Shemir Shabbos, Samach Gimel, he wants to know a question which was asked to me last week. I said I'll get to it before Shabbos. I didn't. We're getting to it now. Do you have a record this year? For those who were not here? Someone asked me this question. I want to. Muto lishpoch mashkin shemurovas van kupiot kerach. This is the question. You have a drink, and there are ice cubes in it. Even though there is a kind of a strainer that keeps the ice cubes in the pitcher and doesn't let them go into the cup, he thinks it's okay. Why is it okay? Ki ein kan taruvis, v'mele eni sebreira. It's not called a taruvis at all. Why is it not called a terovis at all? I guess he's working with an assumption that the ice cubes are so big, like icebergs, right? Ice, it's a huge ice cube. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Ah, what's your question?
Does that depend if the ice is full ice? Sometimes the ice has like melted parts within it.
Oh, you're asking if it's small ice?
Yeah.
A good question. Come to that. So he said if it's a huge item, he says, let's say you have, for example, chicken soup. A soup, any soup. Some people put a piece of meat into chicken, into the soup, rather. No problem. You have eggs, and they're floating in water. No problem. V'chein mutar lo'si kubiyot kerach mitol kos and mashkin. Why? It's not called a taruvis, he says. I mean, all right, man, look at this. This is bigger. That's how big an ice cube is, right? That's the standard size, like what I'm showing you. That's a pretty big item floating in a pitcher of juice, so garnished. You ask an excellent question. Later it starts to melt, and they become smaller. And we saw the Chazer HaShulchan says, the smaller they are, the more they are. But they got smaller, they also break. They break into pieces. One big ice can break into 10 different little ice chips. I'm going to use that expression. Now they have to actually have ice chips now because it's a separate entity. But ice cubes become ice chips, and I have a big problem on your hand, right? Yeah. So what does it say over here? Look what he writes. He says, if they're ice chips now, the ain hu ma'unyan ben. You don't want the ice chips to come into your drink. You want them to stay only in the pitcher. Then the halachic status is the same as the leaves of the tea essence, where the yesh machmirim, some aseret. That's what he writes. I want to tell you one thing. That's only true if you don't want the ice in your drink. I have to tell you the honest truth. When I have a drink, I want it in my drink. Why should it cool off the pot? Let it cool off my cup. So that's not boring at all. I'm very happy that the ice comes into my cup. I'm the winner, right? The pot's the loser because whoever's left behind will not get a cold as would otherwise. I want it. No shayla at all. No shayla at all, that kind of a case. That's why I think it's mutter migra adin. It's very hard to avoid that because you often have these pitchers which have a spout to make it easy to pour out. Or I'll be machla, pour out the side. Pour the side, it starts spilling all over the place because there's no spout there. I've done it. Okay. If you look at the Lamates Melachos, he suggests if you drink the drink that I drink, which is water, he wants to say that water and ice is one min. It's no problem. Same thing. Here it's frozen. Here it's liquid. It's another good svara. That wouldn't work for Coca-Cola, for orange juice, whatever, but for the water it works. Okay, just keeping that in mind. We'll come to it. We'll learn schit later on. Whether it's solid liquid to be one min is somewhat questionable. But that's what he suggests, and I think it's another good svara to be made. Fine. Now, Rabosai, again, I'm reading from Shemir Shabbos. We'll have to try to move to the other Svarim as soon as we can in a moment. You know what? Let's go there right now. Let's go right now. Let's hope for the best now. Let's hope for the best. Baruch Shabbos. Number 20 is the magic number? Let's just go. Yeah, let's hope we get it. Yes. I still don't understand why this is working, that's not working. Let's not ask any questions. Okay. So before we read this, I'm going to read it from here, from the Shemir Shabbos Kilchase, it has the following Shaila. I love this sefer. I must say how much Rav Noy, but it's such an honor. You have to love him. You'll see in a minute what I feel like I can't show it to you. If you ever get on, you can let me know. I'll show you. It's a beautiful line over here. He has the following question. Listen to this question. It's in Perek Gimel. Again, that's the Perek about Borer. But the following question is raised. Watch this. He's discussing, Borer's put there for immediate use. Hosam Shleim Azalman. What happens if someone asks me to borrow something? So I go into I need to borrow a spoon, man. So I go into my whole pile of silverware, pull out a spoon, I give it to you. You're going to use it for another 3 hours from now. But my use is to give it to you. Borrow the altar. I finish my use. That's a separate use. I'm not required to ask you when you're going to use it, spoon for now or for later. I like that. So in other words, let's say, for example, I'm about to leave my house. You need it now. I'm leaving now. I'm going to shul. Now I'm doing the mitzvah. That's done. I ain't going to use it until later on. It's typical, can easily happen. I'm going out to shul, and I'm leaving. I'm not going to be back for a long time. And you need something for 2 hours from now to make you're making a reading earlier than me. Shleim Azalman is mekel, because it's considered the altar for you. So you guys, the following shaila. Don't learn in this case, a daughter wants to go to shul. Her mother says, could you please select something for the purpose of the meal? It's the altar, she's on the shul. Chas v'sholem. The mother is telling him Michal Shabbos. Because the meal's not for 3 more hours. Our case is different. Matora samashil asos chesed in ha-shoel. Shezer Torah Chasamiyad. Fascinating. That's what he writes.
Which Hara is it?
Ha'ora Reishvov. Page Ayin Chesed. New edition. Shleim Zalman says, against your Sameach. Or Sameach says in Perich Chav Gimel, Lachat HaZayin, if you have in mind to give it to your friend right away, it's going to be awesome. So it's fascinating. That's Ha'ora Reishvav. But he writes the Shitaso in Ha'ora Reishvav base. This is page Pei. He says like this. You need an immediate use, but only a use, not necessarily an eating. That's what he writes. Shleim Azalman says, let's say I want to peel onions, to put them in a salad, to eat a shalashudas. Now it's early in the morning. But there's a big difference. Because when the onions sit in the salad for 6 hours, who likes onions here? Who likes onions? The taste of the onions gets you. You can taste the eggs and then the tuna fish and then whatever you serve. As opposed to when you put it in right before, it's onions, but the tuna and the eggs don't taste the onions at all. Is that what I said true? Am I onion experts? The longer the onions sit, in the tuna, in the eggs, they all are suffused with onion taste. So Shleim Azalman, it takes 6 hours to accomplish that. The 6 hours before the meal, I can peel the onions to put it there. I kind of have going to Shleim Azalman, and I quote, "In the time I told shall I tav shall tzorach she b'tzolam u'nochem bo's man Rav." It's called the altar. Who disagrees? Rav Paul disagrees. So Shleim Azalman says, "Look, if you have 100 people, you're allowed to do borer 3 hours before. If you have many portions, you can even do borer for the last portion before the first portion. There are hachilukach, here too, the normal way to make this is 3 or 4 hours before, in order that the onion taste becomes suffused throughout the entire salad, tuna, egg, whatever happens to be mixed in with the onion." That's what he says. Then he says, wait a minute, what will happen if the same dish could have been made 2 days ago? and people make large amounts. Then he says, even if you didn't know yesterday, you knew you were going to have a company of Shalosh Shuvos. So they told you the last minute, maybe it's called Boron Atakan Amachal. It's not considered Derech Achila. Whoa. This is a fascinating discussion. He wants to bring a riot for the Mohan Avram. What did Mohan Avram say? Simen Tov Kuf Yud Beis. The Rashba, Rav Olsai says, important Rashba. What did Rashba say? The important Rashba. Whatever's Asur with the rice on Shabbos is Asur on Yantim as well. That's the famous Rashba. Over here, the following question. What does it say over there? That you are sifting through the flour in order to bake bread on Yantif. On Yantif. And that's considered to be Lialter. Wait a minute. You're not eating the flour. You're eating the bread. You're eating the bread. So you see from here, Rabbi Osai, it's also called Lialter. Doesn't mean you eat Lialter. You use it Lialter. I'm straining the flour to knead the dough Lialter. So I eat the bread. Who knows how long it's going to take? Ad kan deraya from the Magen Avraham. But then he says something remarkable. Remarkable. He says, look in Eglei Tal. Look in Eglei Tal. I want to show you that in a few minutes what the Eglei Tal is going to be. But my main point I want to show is, he says, Ayin b'sefer Megillas Sefer, right? Kuntras Shmir Shabbos Kilachosa, with a whole series of attacks on the Shmir Shabbos. He quotes it. He said, I was written after the tough, after the 1978 edition, the Megillah Sefer, who wrote a Sefer in the 1980s, whatever it was, that's a whole kuntras about it. Peregim ha'ara tesvav, it's a typo. Kuf tesvav, took me a minute to find it. Kuf tesvav, I looked it up. And there he says, he doesn't understand. How can it be mutter for me to do, I'm the host, and he's the guest. Yeah? Say, I'm leaving the house to go to shul, so I can give it to you right now, do bar for you right now, because you know you're not going to use it for another 2 hours. Frek the Megillah Sefer, how can it be? For the guy himself, the Oreach, it's awesome. And for the Me'areach, it's mutter. Frek the Megillah Sefer. Now he's not deterred, he hasn't changed his stock. He still thinks he's right. And it's no kasha. For the Me'areach, it's mutter, because he uses immediate. He uses Nachlan as a middle of the middle of the. For the Oreach, it's eating. Not eating for 3 hours. This is the kasha. But what I love about it is he quotes this critic. Why? I love the Gedolei Olam. They're not afraid to quote those who say that they're wrong. That's a mark of a true Gadol. One of those who knew Rav Neumann, and I was Kudosh too, know him quite well. A tremendous honor. He quotes his critic. Couldn't get over it. Let's now see the Orchel Shabbos. Habor, I'm afraid to touch this. It's like a critical care. Habor pri mitoch tarobos amas asito kitzeinu l'derech. The same case. He's going on a 3-hour walk. In 3 hours, I'm going to use my tzedel l'derech. Yesha osru, v'deyash apri lo yochol li'alter. Yesha yitir is osru. This is exactly the machlokes. Right? It's like giving medicine, you know, pull out a pill out of many pills. Use a pill later on. Fascinating. Similar shaila. I'm just going straight on top before I go to the bottom. I'm going to pull out a challah out of the freezer. It's a whole kind of bar over there. You're not going to eat it now. It needs 3 hours of defrost. The same thing. You want to heat something up. So you want to be bar the ochel now in order to heat it up. The same idea. It's all the same shayla. Who asks it? Or sameach, as called by Shemir Shabbos. And Avol Yoshev, an old gedolin. You just deal with nameless gedolin. That's unusual. An old gedolin. Who's maker? Shlomo Zalman. Quarter of Shemir Shabbos. Vinasina Zu. Gomer Hanos is Tafkido Barek Shimish Bifne Atzmo. Also Meir says no. He doesn't consider that. Avayoshiv again asks these things. Because you're not eating it right now. It's like achas man. Of course, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you are peeling fruits to put into a salad, and the salad is more tasty if you make it earlier, right? That's considered to be lealter. And therefore, he says over here, you can put it in the refrigerator, sif ayin beis, like what before. You can, sorry, it's the wrong. What was sif ayin beis, let's be honest, what we're hearing, what was sif ayin beis is now ayin tes. Okay. He says it as follows. On top, he says, you can't put the borer to put it in the fridge unless you will eat it as soon as it cools off. Let's say it takes 3 hours to cool off, I'm going to eat it for 6 hours. That's no good. But as long as it's going to eat as soon as it cools off, it's mutter. And it has an ayin dalid, which is now probably pay aleph. If you want it to cool, to go up. Then he quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman backed out. He says, only, oh, that's why I just read to you. Regilim lasta achon hazu dako v'samuch l'suda. Then it's called derech achilim. Even 3 or 4 hours before. But if it's made from the day before, they're not. So he has to change the halachas of refrigeration and defrosting, which are all in the sefer. So even if Shlomo Zalman, it's only limited to certain specific cases. That's correct. Shlomo Zalman, as I read you before, I can't show you the original, backed out a little bit from some of his etayim. The question, of course, becomes, is it often among an Avraham? No one refuted that riot. Often among an Avraham. You can sift the flour on Yontif, even though, presumably, you're only sifting it for immediate use to knead the dough, but you're not going to eat it until you bake the bread. It would take a long time. So there are two ways at the beautiful Sefer Ayal Meshulash. Now I'm going to have to make a little bit of a bold move. Where are we? Oh, this I have to show you. I sure hope that we don't lose it. Let's see. Let's hope for the best. I'm supposed to say it prank too. Did I lose the other ones now too? Lost everything?
No, the Rosh Hashanah is still there.
No, did I lose the whole Al Mishulash, even what I had yesterday? That's also lost?
That was a
funny
sure.
Breed. I can't understand it. Yeah. I feel bad now. I feel so bad. I had it. Okay, whatever. I'll tell you a Torah about that. He says as follows. Number one, the Egle Tal. So the Shemesh Shabbos quoted an Egle Tal. Didn't tell you what it said. You know what he says? He wants to prove that the shah is an hour, 60 minutes. What's the proof of this book that I brought? Because it's considered the altar. Why is it the altar? Not because, as we assumed until now, because you're using the flour of the altar to knead it into dough. No! You're going to eat it, the altar. Eat it, the altar? Yeah. It takes less than an hour to make. Suppose you know that. They make matzahs in less than 18 minutes. They make matzahs in 10 minutes, 3 minutes, that was so fast. And the time you sift the flour till you eat the cookies can take well less than an hour. That's his raya. I guess it takes close to that. So you see, for carrot, the other way around. The opposite. But as I wanted to show you the beautiful sword. I feel so bad I can't show it to you now. Rabosai, who's the author of this sefer, of this sword? The Rajma. As the Rajma is the Shitas. The Rajma is the one who held, we spoke about this before, that psoles mitoch ochel is mutter li'alta. We'll ask, why should the definition of li'alta depend on whether psoles mitoch ochel is mutter also? It's a beautiful lumdus. I love this. There are two lumdus in this to how li'alta works. One is derech achila. One is, Rabbi Osai, sorech achila. Oh, it's hobo hotalia. According to the Rashba l'shitasa, the psolas mitoch ochel is mutl li'alta. All you need is what's called tzorech achila. So tzorech achila, even though you're not eating until later on, but any tzorech achila, whether it be to bake it, means to cook it, means to freeze it, means to to defrost it means to let it give taste and something else. All these side purposes, it's also Tzorach Achil. We pass the Rabbeinu Hananel, he says, that Psoas of Ochel, the altar is also. It's not enough Tzorach Achil. We need to have Derech Achil. So it's Derech Achil, the altar has to be for the Achil proper. That was a very nice Tzorach. The Ayam Mashulj was Chomer, I don't know what to go for. But this Svara, I think, is like a Valdig Svara in the Lumdus of why the Raif from the Mogan Avram is not compelling. But let's now, we have only one Sefer left, or Bosai. Let's not lose this one. If we lose this, we're really in trouble. Let's see, it's going very slow. I'm sick. Bosai say till him. Which way we go? One way or the other. Very slowly, I'm afraid to lose it. If you go slowly, so far we haven't lost anything yet. But I couldn't go 50 pages slowly. You go a few pages slowly. Hold on, I'm going to say, hold on. A few more pages. Please forgive this slow pace. Okay, the haste makes waste. If you go too fast, you're going to lose it. Almost there. One more page. Okay, we're here. Baruch Hashem. The following shalom, Bosai. Listen to this. Ein l'sanein mitztapuzim. Bibsar ha-pribim esanenes. Don't strain the pulp with a strainer. That's what he passes. No, wait a minute. But don't you have pulp in your orange? I mean, there's so many kinds of oranges. I mentioned this already last week. There's with a lot of pulp, a little pulp, no pulp. There's so many different brands. So he writes as follows in the footnote. Im yesh b'mitra kamus mu'etes shel chelkei ha'pri. I think that's completely correct. Watch this now. Milvad im who istinis. Yesterday, right? Istinis is more mafir. Who adin im misanel the tzorach tinok shenayochol of loas achatichos ha'elu. My kids are young. They make oranges. We squeeze out, we strain out the little piece of pulp for the little children. That's awesome. That's awesome. What will happen, Rabosai, if there is a nipple? Remember some of my kids being young. You had orange juice in a bottle, and the child is sucking the bottle through a nipple. What do you say about that? Shmir Shabbos Kachosa, Siv Samach Hey, can't show it to you, take it on faith. This is to tell you, I'm telling the truth. Mutar la says the Tinok, Limtsos, Bimakuk, Shapir Mot Seitz, Pitma, means that's a nipple. Afal Pisha, Beofen, Zehad, Verm, Shein, and Mashke, Benetiko, Levolam, Yishav, Bakbuk, Shemit, Ein, Zu, Derech, Melechas, Borer. Who said so? A Din, Shulchan Aruch, Opa, Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yun Tes Sif Tes Zayin Rabosai. We've seen this before. Let's open up Mishnah Berurah. Shin Yun Tes Sif Tes Zayin. The famous dinner, because we were going back and forth with the various riots. Mayim Sheshem Toloim Muto Lishtos Nede Mabah B'Shabbos Toshav Borah B'Shabbos Al B'Metaken Inyan Kodam Achil Oshtiyah Avon B'Lishas Shtiyah. Same thing with applies to a nipple. Perfect. What about a slatted spoon? I was asked that question last week too. So be patient. Okay? Here, I'm going to reward your patience now. Ein lishtames bekaf michureres. What's michureres? What's a chor? What's a chor? Hole, a holy spoon. A spoon filled with holes. Some people call it a slatted spoon. Is that the right word they use? Is that what the people use? Am I correct? That's the word that word is used? Anyone know? Is that an expression that's... You never heard that expression? No one heard of it? You heard of it? It's a spoon holes, right? That's a kaf v'chareres. The netila salat habura berota hayos v'hakaf who kliya b'shamish lebreira sherei noada l'saneinis harota b'toch ochel urei ha'ora. Look in the footnote. What's the footnote? Shvisa Shabbos is called Brera B'Kli. Wait a minute. Chazon Ish says, we already learned it earlier. If you have a tea kettle, which has a spout, it's not called Brera B'Kli. Here too, it's not an apple kvar mamish, it's just used to serve it. Maybe it's called Derech Achila, the same as Chazon Ish says, Derech Achila, when it came to the tea kettle. And why is it called Derech Achila? He said like this. He wants to know, first of all, in a bracketed statement, this slatted spoon is an ochel mitzolos or psolos miochel. He thinks the following compromise. Etzem akboa sakaf meyakoro. You take your slatted spoon and put it into the soup that has in it peas, something like that. You pull out the peas. That's notila, that's ochel meyakoro. I mean, what is salad? Salad is out. Coastal kind of thing. I'm not sure what kind of thing. By salad, whatever they mean. That's called at ochem ataropos, and the psolos is left in the kli in the pot. That's ochem ataropos. Achim minayres akaf. You take the spoon. You start shaking it around. Amras lahati v'serote v'lakara to shake the extra liquid back into the plate. Pula zu yavi hotzos psolos meochel. So we're saying now that we're saying it's not called Brer B'Kli. Because it's Derech Achila, it's still only Mutter, Ochel Mipsolis, and not Psolis Miochel. So you can pick it up, but you can't shake it around. But then he says that the Tipos Harotim Shemetim Me'akaf, the last drops that you want to shake around, is Stam No Isabor. Why? Kevin Shein Ma'atos, Utzfelos the Salat, is Mishtasi B'Hochi. And the only reason he's shaking it is they shouldn't dirty the tablecloth. Things of this nature. So therefore, it's mutter either way. Wow. But then he says, no. A slatted spoon is worse than a tea kettle. The tea kettle, ikat shimusho, is to hold the tea scents. And the strainer is secondary to it. But here, in a slatted spoon, the ikar of the tsura of the slatted spoon proves that it's made to strain. So the Maisa, it's a big problem. It's a big problem. And for the same reason, he says, Ein lehatik amatzmonas michsa letzir. Don't take the pot cover and put it near the pot. Amasasanin, as I wrote them, yagushin, to get the separate from the solids from the soup. Kemish osakan Maisa miyuchad the brera. It's considered brera bikli. Wow. That's what he says, two svaras from both sides, lechumra. Two svaras lechumra. Well, we're not done yet. So far, he says it's no good. Here about the michse, yesh shahoru barabakli, v'yesh yitiru. Oh, so the math in this case, to put the pot cover near the pot and just strain out the solids from the liquids. What's up, Shah? Peg Gimel. Rav Moshe asks, Rav Yoshev asks, the previous footnote we asked it. Comes the Rebbe of Shlomo Lobach. No, Nireyosu deyza kli lebreira. Rak yoda richta shalalach lech yodo. Umakev v'michsa shalayah. You can use your hands. Your hands get wet, get dirty. No different than a hand. Svarah lekula from the Rebbe of Shlomo Lobach, who was the Rebbe that he quoted many times in this beautiful sefer of Aruch HaShabbos. Fascinating. So now, if you go a little bit further, I don't want to lose it here. It's the last sefer we have left. It's a tree with extra special care. It slowly does it. Almost there. Okay. Here in page Kuf Samach Dalet, actually starts Kuf Samach Gimel. Mutter lahotzi mitoch atarovas samin shemunin lochul lealter That's the Bober B'Kli. We just said it a second ago. You don't want to dirty your hands or wet your hands. But look in the footnote. Oh, long footnote. Yod HaRichta. It's not called a Kli Masiyah L'Bober. It says like this, Rabosai. Look at Mishnah Berura. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berura. Shin Yotes, Samav Lo. Let's look inside. Rabosai, we'd like to see a little bit. Torah Shebuksaf. Not Torah Shebuskri. Torah Shebuskri. Shin Yotes. The Mechaber said, on top, Lo Yechaptzein B'Yodo. Says the Mishnah Berura, the words alone. Lo Yechaptzein B'Yodo, Lahafir Osom and Advash. Vida, the betosefta. Are you with me? It's the last page of Shinya Test, page 286. It's standard print. Vida, the betosefta Isa. You have your fancy Mishnah Berura. Where's the tosefta?
Parakut Gimel
Halacha Yud Beis. Yud Gimel Yud Beis. We'll get to it later on. Aba mechabe to ma'ase kedera v'yochel. Rotsa lomer. What does that mean? The Bible says Samech Aleph. Ein minchas bikurim Hashem perusho. Oh, let's take a look. Open up the Minchas Bikurim and see what he says. You have also Yavet Tosefta. Perik Yud Gimel. What do you say, Yud Beis?
Yud
Gimel Yud Beis. Let's take a look. Yud Gimel Yud Beis. Look at the Tosefta. Yud Gimel Yud Beis. Ava Mechavi Tzul Maisa Kedera. V'yochel. What's the Minchas Bikurim say? End of your base. After Gibul Asav Rosh Alecha Miyad, Nikom Gal Mechabez Ikla Echiyuv Mishum Boreru, Shakum. That's the Kum is the when you have milk and it's a little surface. That's a little bit, not quite solid, but a little bit, it's like a little bit thicker than a regular milk. Establish some kind of a syrup that's called kum. Nivra me'acholov. Ro t'lecho miyad, ein nivra k'borer, l'chein mutu l'cham bezvola. That's his pshat. That's the Mishnah Berura's pshat is incorrect. What's the correct pshat? What's the correct pshat? What does it mean? Ro t'lomar, l'hafrid b'kaf, Machal ovem in a rotev de mutter. You take a spoon and you separate the thick part from the thinner soup. Why the mutter? Shem de derech achilu bekach. It's called the derech achilu. Okay. Adkan, the Mishnah Berura, Bosai Sif Cotton. Having said this, go back to our Orchel Shabbos. Watch. Tosefta the mutl lechabetz masik de'av yilechol pirish mishnah brura kavona shemutl lehafen bekaf machalov meirotim mishnah derech achilu bekach tzarichin in samach beis the mishnah brura said look at samach beis. Is there any one next to the other? One is samach vav and one is samach beis. What did he say in samach beis? Samach beis is also pretty long. What did he say? The Samach Beis, he writes as follows. He says, it's also to do what with small nun zionists. Hakol et shuman atzof al pnei hacholov. Shekorin smetina. On the bottom, shamenet. He's goes straight to the Hebrew language. Shamenet is cream. Gam hu ze hu bichlal borer. Okay? Okay, nizoer. Shekshagi asam of lacholov, and yach tassim acholov os shari, or tassim acholov mashun as it. But the shim b'shum and b'tzum b'tzimtzum, osir, even the altar, why? Trelokeach b'kaf. Kaf? Kala kaf! It's a long hand, a long arm with a law. Yod HaRichta. Yeah, whoa. Why the Yod HaRichta over here? Also take it. Yeah, Mishum Dugur Bakli. What's the difference? Why some of Bezim and some of Vav? Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's his kasha. So that's a great kasha. How is Samach Beis different than Samach Vav? That's a good kash. Good kash. What is the answer? The Nirin. Ikir Achilaku, I'm skipping the brackets for Moshe. Come, maybe come back. Shalakichas machal ova me'arotev, afilu bekaf, yesh oleho shem shel derech achila. That's called derech achila. But the kichas ha-shamenes me'agavi ha-cholov, have your maise choshuv b'fnei atzmo, she'osim also b'derech klal, kechelech me'italech shel yitzir ha-cholov ha-shamenes. It was well known. It would separate, well, maybe the curd from the whey, whatever you want to call it. That's how they made cream. V'lochein kol shebora b'kaf chal bo zeh shem breyer b'kli afim b'mikre zeh dat aloch l'yalti. It's a process. It's a famous dairy process. Okay? And he's been dying from Sharatzian Nunches. What's Sharatzian Nunches say? What's he say? He says in Sharatzian Nunches al b'kaf derech breyer hu b'dover zeh. B'dover zeh. He means, that's what he means. Dover zeh means it's part of a dairy process. As opposed to some, there's a funny case. You have a soup and some semi-solid got mixed in. It's off it, it's thicker. That's not part of any process. That's called derech achil. Interesting distinction. And he says, v'odlar mina b'zeh, tabik yod arichto, shemishtamish b'kaf, amras lito les hashamenis b'tzimtzum. Me'al ha'cholov. Mr. Shakaf b'sayas lo b'guf ha'brera. Ach kiluf tapuach u'malaf ha'fon. Ein bo chashibu s'tor b'locho. V'yesh az ha'shem shol derech ha'chila. Az chibu t'smai se k'der d'liel. L'chei l'cho sh'bor b'kli. It's not part of a process. Ad kan, the somewhat amorphous distinction that's found over here in the Sefer, Orchot Shabbos. Fascinating. Fascinating. Okay, that's what it says. Oh. Close to Rav Moshe. Go back to Rav Moshe. Igros Moshe says, "Kol mikra she'ev shel asos es osa brer biyad, v'ode mishtamish v'kli rak shel kadei shel yilach lech yodov." That's not called kli. Maske. Mashenge b'afrodes hashamenes shekach misayas lahafrodes hashamenes b'tzimtzum al gavi acholov. It's a clean say the brave. Really? You really need, why can't I just put my hand there? I'll take the cream off and then leave the milk behind. That's where Moshe writes. Prep there. Lava kiluf malafafova tapuach besakin and leave it to shemish b'klin. You can't use your hand. But do a mutal akav besal v'achila. Or a sakin besal the brave. Ah, he says, you can do it with the yad and the sakin only helps the chituch. So v'achila, what are you talking about? The second helps to be marfa bit symptom, as a kliba beguf hapri, doesn't understand what Rav Moshe is talking about. That's what the words mean, Rav Moshe. It's his question. We also had problems with Rav Moshe. We weren't exactly sure what Rav Moshe was driving at. We didn't understand what Rav Moshe meant. Yeah? Apparently, Rav Moshe holds as follows. How Mishnah Berurah Samach Beis asks it. There's a day the Kli helps even Mafrid B'Tzimtzum. What does that mean? It means like this. When I am peeling, Rav Osai, the fact that the peel comes off at that spot is because of the dexterity of my hand. A very dexterous and talented and trained hand knows exactly how to go with the knife. So my hand is doing it. I have a knife. Knife is only cutting. Then my hand is telling the knife exactly where to cut. Rabosai, fascinating, when it comes to the removing the cream from the milk, there's no need for any dexterity over there. So therefore, either of them, since the spoon helps a little bit and separate the milk from the cream, which, why not, so I don't know exactly, but apparently that's what he's assuming, it's more chomer, because my hand is not being dexterous at all. That's my pshat. Can't tell you if it's right or not. Once we're here, I'll say this beautiful sefer. Let's go a little bit delicately to this fascinating question. Pri sheyesh lo garin. What's mishmish? Anyone know? It's apricot. Afarsek is what? Peach. Shzif is what? Plum. Machlekas aposkin. The Mishnah Brura holds muta lahoti esagarim yapri b'shasha ochso biyada loch lemiyad. And maybe even if it's not miyad, it's samak lesuda. That's in Shin Chaf Aleph Sifkot Pei Dalet. We saw that at the very end a few times already. That's the matter. Who disagrees? Chazanish. Also lahoti esagarim yapri b'shum. The barb sold with the ochel. And what do you do? Ochel es apri asher megil legarin. You have to eat the plum. Eat around on the ochel. You get to the end, you just lay left with the plum. You drop, you peel it, the pit, you just drop it. And then, in return on the half for this, agar me apri, what do you have to do? Watch this, watch my hands. Yoches begarin, you put your one hand on the pit, and you pull towards you the plum. Ochem betok psoles, samach l'suda. Amazing, amazing shaila. That's what he says. Okay. Very nice. That's as far as plums are concerned. Plums, peaches. What about avatia? What's an avatia? Watermelon. They sell them all over the place. Avatia, avatia. They don't sell them like that. You don't hear that guy screaming, hawking the watermelons and everything like that? No more? You ever been in the shuk? No, it's in the shuk. They say, avatia, avatia. No, they don't do that anymore? It's a common word. It means a watermelon. So what's that? Now, should we consider watermelon the same as a plum, peach, and an apricot? Or is it better or is it worse? Maybe it's the same. Mishnah Brura Chazanish. Okay, that's one possibility. But some want to say that it's Asur L'Choladeis. Even the Mishnah Brura would agree that it is prohibited. You know why? Let's take a look. Let's look in the footnote. Number one, someone would say Avatiach is more kal. They didn't put up on top. See, it's unusual. The kula is not on top. Only the chuba is on top. What's that all about? The new style. The kula only on the bottom. Why is Avatiach more lenient? Follow what I'm saying? If I have a plum, I have two choices. I pull the pit from the plum or the plum from the pit. The second one's a little bit hard, but possible. When it comes to watermelon, everybody says, anyone in this world who can pull the watermelon from the pits? It's going to be Harry Houdini to be able to somehow do that. I'm not shy to do that. So if it's not shy, sounds like a good svar to me. It didn't make the cut on top. It's only on the bottom. Now, but why did he say it's more chomer on the bottom? Writes as follows. Hey, muravim mamesh bepri. This is 100% correct point. The numerous watermelon pits is an absolute taromus, as opposed to the single pit of the peach, plum, apricot. If you ask me, it's not a taromus at all. Zero. Those who hold us in taromus probably hold from the svar what's called taromus b'mokamago, which is spoken about and discussed in the peels. So there's much more room to be strict with respect to watermelon pits, with respect to plums, peaches, and apples. If I would like to turn it around, there's much more room to be lenient by plums, peach, and apricots than when it comes to watermelons. Not a taromus in the first place, one could argue. But he phrased it the opposite way. That's the world that we live in. World of generally chumras. Okay? Maybe, Rabosai. Eine munoche b'fnei atzma garini sharpeves. So maybe the Mishnah Brura is making of garim pri based on the of Yef Shem Yenacha when Tachta b'mokom shen taromus gebura. Mesa klipo atzma garim. Aber Tarobas Gemura, Shetzarach Lahotzi, Psalms Mehamureves, the Ochel, Efsher, Bechal Gavnish, Mesach Hashimas Melechas Brera, Vein Heter, Shalderach Achila. What's his Raya? And Shafin is Akarshina yesterday, Shir. Lotis Absolas, Hamureves Bahan. Why don't we say, Kemish Absolas, Umureves, Mashaski Lulon, Yadina Kigarine, Aperis, Yamutal Otsia, Meochel, Yisabal Achila? The Mitarov is Gemura, the way to live our souls may all feel the Sabbath Lachila. The Rabbi Shlomo wrote them a letter. No. There, the soul has nothing to do with the Ochel. It's pure Tarovis. What is the soul over there? Dirt. It's dirt. Avsha Daka Bakaka, it's still just dirt. Avil Garine Avatia. Hey, me Gufa Pri. The Evshel, the Chayv, Olechel, and Absolos, will lift on Absolos, me Piv. What? Chazanish says, the only way to eat watermelon on the Shabbos, put the whole thing in your mouth and spit out, or pull out the pits. Come on. Not yet a tongue do that? That can't be. La'korachot Shabbat Chosh V'derech Achila. The alternative is unthinkable. In crop or company, anyway. Someone gives me an idea that certain parts of it. I mean, you should lie, but you can get away with that. But then don't try to do it in New York. Not considered to be proper. Okay? That's what he says. So therefore, he says as follows. Look what he said about Atzmos Dogim. Why don't you say, Karine Paris? I understand very well. Atzmos Adogim, Murovis Mamish from Saradar. It's not the same as a pit. And he says, says on Shmir Shabbos in a few places. Amazing. That's what he says. Okay? Then he says, what about the following case? The case of a watermelon. It's not the watermelon. What does Stam Melon mean in Eretz Israel?
Honeydew
or cantaloupe, exactly. Melon, melon, melon. First, the word melon means anything. But then it means that's one of those two. Hamechiach melon lachila. Let's say a cantaloupe. Vechatchol shnei chatzoyim. That's what we do, cut it in half. Rashoa lishpok mimenu as a garinim in a mashka shebesocho. You can spill out, you know, this is liquid and some seeds. Rashoa lenachos pekaf, use a spoon. As tocha melon, mish'eris hamashka vagarinim shadvukim bo. You can cut it into slices. Why is that so? What's the heter? What's the heter? Kein Rav Poshut. Rabbi Poshut is doing big today. He was the main rabbi we saw earlier, and then we see him again. So he's made two appearances, Rabbi Poshut. He appeared in the Shmir Shabbos, now again he appeared, I don't want to say Rabbi Poshut, in the Ochel Shabbos. Dagarinin v'amashke ha'el and keklipa hamonas as the kichas ha'ochel. An inner peel, if you will. The pit and the water is like an inner peel. So inner peels you're allowed to remove. Quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. Wow. Now, Rabbi said, before we go any further, I got to tell you something from the Eil Meshulash. Somebody still have it, right? Still lost. You look up if you want later on the page, pay tests, I'll give you the page number. He says, something was bothering Rabbi, the Ochel Shabbos. Why, when it came to the bones and the fish, the Mishabur was only Melamed Schus? And he wasn't matter, he's matter when it comes to the pit of the plum. Says the Ochel Shabbos, because bones of the fish is Tarubas Gemura, whereas a pit and a plum is only Tarubas V'mokom Ago. Comes along the Eil Meshulash, a page pay test, with a different distinction. He writes as follows. He writes like this. Prima Garden, he's making like the Prima Garden beyond the pet when it comes to the plum. You know why? Because there's no alternative. He considers the Chazon Ish's alternative to be non-existent. What am I going to do? I'm going to take hold on to the pit and pull. You can't even do that. What's the next time you have a plum, try it. Obviously, the Chazon Ish was a God of Lador. He could do it. But where plan? Try holding on to the pit and pulling the plum. Who thinks it's going to work? Let's just take a show of hands before the fact. Who thinks it's going to work? He can do it. He was a God of the Torah, God of the Kol Inyan. We can't do it. As opposed to the bones of the fish, we can do it. Right? You can hold on to the bone and pull the fish. You can do that. That's what he suggests. More than that, in page Peidalad, he says, sometimes people take the meat, the fish itself, from the bone. They do it. Not just they can do it, they actually really do it. If this is the case, Rav Ossai, by tiny little bones, the Mishnah Berurah will agree that it's mutter. Because you can't do it any other way. You can't hold on to these tiny bones and pull the fish off. You can't, it doesn't work. According to the Svar, the Ochel Shabbos is going to ask him, it's even worse. It's more of a Tarobas Kimura than small little bones. But according to the El Meshulash, the question of whether it's possible or impossible otherwise, Fakert, we can be making when it comes to small little bones, even if we aser it, when it comes to the larger bones. I'm reading the words on page Peidalet. The Ficha, the Fizeh, Batzomas, Ktana, Shaldogam, Shalhering, Shalolam, Derech, Be'adam, Nevorah, Atzomas, Yadina, Kigarinim, Mut, Leram, Yadapeh, even maybe even some of the Suda. We're not sure though. Ibn Chadash would aser anyway. Atkan, page Peidalet of the Sefer. I'm so sorry I can't show it to you. Inside. Okay, Rav Ossai, we're continuing on our merry way in the Halachas of Borer. We saw a raya that the Aruch HaShabbos brought. It's only I can show it to you here. It's some Karshini. Okay? But of course, from Shmuel Abba, by the distinction. Right? There it's not intrinsic, it's just dirt. But if it's, you can't expect it to take the pits, which are part of the melon, and spit them out. I'll take them out. Can't expect you to do that. Right? So what do we expect you to do? We expect you to do miyad lepeh. Miyad lepeh. Fine. Rav Ossai, let's go on. This idea that with the melon. Where's the melon? Okay. Remove the sherios from the melon. He writes as follows. Watch this. Look at this. Oh, it's very partial. Let me go up a little higher, sorry. Watch. Imunyan la sirs klipas hamelon me apalach im yonirches apalach ala tzalachas. Viechos bo, biyodo achas. Vi arashnia yachtok misaka bin a klipa uvein och. You're not trying to remove the peel from the 1/8 of a cantaloupe you have there. We've often said nimtza note that saochem and apsolus v'shar l'chuli almach shavtazos b'sam l'zuda. Wait a minute. Why must I pull the fruit from the peel? Why can't I pull the peel from the fruit like I do all the time? What's going on? Why is he suddenly more machmer over here? Explains at the bottom why. Achem yavo liklo v'saklipa v'apelach. There's a kof in Paris, the normal way, to peel the outside peel from the part which is inside. Yes, shiny, shiny, not sure. Why? Efsha she'ein zedoma lekil of Paris she'uta v'shadi yefsha v'yanachim. Fabi derech achila. Shure the gabi pilche milon. Matsui, very common. She'ochlim osam ayadei netila sa'ochlim minaklipa. That's what I do, no? You take a cantaloupe, you cut it into small pieces, and you take a spoon, and you spoon out. Is that how you do it? How do you eat cantaloupe in summer? Something other than that. Spoon out, no? So no, that's the normal way to do it. Spoon it out. Can zudar hachilasam? For lo yada esor esaklipa. So therefore, if you have esaklipa b'tech makav and pri, it's a borer. Makes a lot of sense. Rav Shmuel again will not allow it. Shmuel says no. Lo matzino klipa shlis tichoshe borer. No, must be mutter. Rotz lechol gamash karav yosa noch lo ide yosaros klipa derech achila. A mokum less a klipa achila miyat. There's no way. Shmuel's holding down the he's holding the floor. No way to answer it. No way to answer it. All right, but he wanted to answer it, right? What do you do about it? We discussed yesterday. An orange and a grapefruit. Many people we know, orange and a grapefruit, what do? They slice it in quarters and they eat it from the inside. Or half, right? So how do you peel it? Shmuel? Peel is always more. There are other ways to discuss, but let's go a little further. Watch this. I have naknik. What's naknik? What's naknik? Deli?
Hot dog.
I think it's salami, right?
Sausage.
What is gvina tzuva? Cool, like American cheese, right? And they have, is it true? What do they have in common? It's possible. Hold on. What do they have in common? They have like a plastic wrap around it. Yeshakasu shadino keklipa, and I seal the son of the suda. You can only take off the plastic. It's like a peel. You only take it off just before you eat. Rehar. What does that mean? Ramesh. Reb Shmuel says, no. Klipa is migufa pri, an apple. A kodesh baruch made the apple in Gan Eden. Right? Didn't make the salami with the American cheese with the peel around. So v'nei liklav amas lefam yachoshim derech achila, avol liklav nachazman. It's hafrodas psalos meyoch. Shrei klipa yichel meapri shem borolem. Avol atifas niyar mibachutz liolam shem atifa ala. Av she nidbak derech hafrodas atifa she nidbaka ein b'zem shem breirer. Moshe wants to suggest. What are you kidding? I have some food I put in the box. So I take off the box, it's called Bora? It's like a box, they put it in a box. That's a Moshe's suggestion. Okay, a Moshe's suggestion. Interesting. The Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa says it's like a klipa. And he applies it not only, Rabosai, catch this now, not only to deli and cheese, but to sukkariot. What that means? Those little candies, they come wrapped even that? I'll read it to you from the Shmir Shabbos. I can't show it to you, but I can certainly read it to you. Ha'ora kuf chav ches. Let me show it to you. Like I can show it to you here. We have it here. Watch this. Next page. Niyar shagav sukaria mutal asira afilu shlo b'samu achila kemen chenonida keklipa sapri elubiget atifa bi'alma ol kibuach b'kumbis. It's in a box. It's in a box. Shemanim efshem zalman. Look at Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Want to say differently. In the Ara Kuf Chav Ches. Again, in our edition. Kuf Chav Ches. On top he writes, Sukariot Breira. Against this, he's the Rishlei Mazama said it's Mutter. He's the Rishlei Mazama said it's Aser. Oh, depends. If the sukkariah is stuck to a tatifa, it's like a peel. It's not stuck, not glued, then it's like it's in a box. No problem. What if you have harbei sukkariot, and you want to take them all out, after the chosh of borer, afil ena tatifa dvuka. He's more machmer over here than over here. It's an unusual theory of what Shlomo Zalman held. It comes to sukkariot. What it says, I can't tell you what the din should be. I don't know. But he has the following question over here. In Hasarat Nahaniyar Minaknik Parus. What's Naknik Parus? Sliced deli. And you have this little plastic around it, right? Rehor. What's the Torah say? Yesh lion. Imut al hoser ani ami prusas anaknik b'samu l'sud. Ev shadu keiman shiachol b'kal hitul es ocha ein lahat es esaras ani. Why should you allow it? Just slice the deli. Umeidach esh lama, the kevin sheregila see the hasras aniyah mitchila, hare gamzak kol behetah shel kilif peres, derech achila. It's like garine haperes, the mishtabura considered to be het of kilif, samach lasuda, chazish asid, and Shmuel Abach says, no, kosher lechadesh isu klipo lachila miyadit. He's a shittoso. Shmuel keeps saying that he's a mamasha. He's one that's holding, helping us. Everyone wants to ask us. No, it's no yisur. Everything is mut. Everything is mut. Now, how far is everything, Abosai? How far is everything? What about the following case? Watch this. Ein lahasir es ha-tavit. What's a tavit? Not in Hebrew. You know? A label, I think. Shagabi ha-chala. Tell us that the chala is made by this bakery. Hov and Hashem is keklipa. Chen yosr osoim cheli me'achala uvazei nisabore. Wait a minute. Why can I do it? I'm not appealing to some of Kusudu. Why is he giving me such a tzaros? Why is there such a tzaros over here? Look at the bottom. Oh. Vim bo lahosr es hatov yis besomach la'achila l'chora. It's a machlekes mishtabru chazanish with respect to otsoas garin. Mishtabru says, oh, so biyodol ochlos lepimekel. Chazanish says, no. Also, kemish efshal ochlo b'ofan acher. What's ofan acher? What are you going to do? Pull the chal away from the label? Eat, put the label in your mouth and spit it out? I don't understand what's going on over here, frankly. I don't know. Look weiter. Talk about peel, about tavit ha-medubeket agave pri, tapuach eitz, many apples says on it. You have it now these days, it says, what does it say on it? The name of the where it comes from, or the company, or the market, or whatever, the price, whatever it has on it. Efshal asira bekalut, nired menadin mutal asira, afshal usamach achila, kemish enemu rebis ma-pri klal. Is that true? Not true. It's so hard to get it off. Sometimes it's a problem. I can't get it off. You can get it off right away? It's much stuck on sometimes. It's really hard. I think it's harder to get this off than get off. I don't know. What's harder? It's not harder. That's what he says. It's easy to get it off. It's easy to get it off. It's no problem. I'm not sure if it's serious. Then he says, then Balochosh Temedina Keklipa, Yeshua Issa Brera. You see, ran and mat me a pri. I thought if you do it before you eat, it should be no problem. Now we come a little bit further. Mechitzas peiros, Shabbosai. I keep telling you, we keep chazering these inyanim over and over again because they're different points of view. We want to get a full range of opinions. The Mishnah we saw already yesterday, we even saw it last week. It's shown in Karshinim. What is it? It's tvua, machal behema, there's dirt, there's pebbles, okay? Get an impression, even samach achila is asur. Mistimas haposkim, doesn't say beferish. Mistimas haposkim, fine. So Mishnah Berurah says, so too, asur lishros tapuche adam ha-potatoes, b'mayim, yelahosir ha-ofra shaleihem. Let's take a look, Rabosai. And so too, he says, you can't soak a cluster of grapes so that the junk, the dirt, should separate from it. Pre-bodeid, a single fruit, doesn't say. We'll see in the footnotes. This is almost introduction. It's introduction, Rabosai. He has introductions to the Sefer Aruch HaShem's beautiful introductions. Now, let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Chavtes. He's going to comment on it. Let's take a look at it inside. Mishnah Berurah Rabosai Chavtes. Please, let's move. Mishnah Berurah Chavtes. What does it say? Karshinin. Humachol behema. Fuadin tapuche adama. Fachol ki agav. Lo yitan aleha mayim. Lo hosir algraf. You can't take water on the potatoes to get rid of the dust and the dirt which is upon them. Says the Yoruch HaShabbos. Tzarechim amayaskin. Im tapuche adama in a muvusholim. What do you mean? It's muktzah. If it's already cooked, you don't have cooked with offer, Rabos, you don't cook it with dirt. So what's pshat? What's the case? You're the pashut, the airi, tapuche adama, shein a muvusholim, Shemolid lefnei behemto. But we can't even think that kind of way. We're Americans. Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer in the farmland. Told me they had the potatoes and they give it to the animals, animal feed, Rabosai. That's the case. And the regilus was to soak it. Kamus gedola, 10 pounds of potatoes in water, so that the offer between them and on them will be detached. It's like Shriyas Karshinin. So you can't be arrived from the Mishnah Berurah to ushering one fruit which has some dirt on it. It's a very, very important point. A very important point. If that's the case, Rabosai, it's arguable that a single fruit, Pashas no Tarovas, should be put even the Achazman. We just saw before, the Poskim don't say that. That might be a result. Maybe it's Mutter even the Achazman. Maybe. Right. Rechitzus Paris is a major problem. Watch this. The Mishnah says, it's a good chazar. Ain't shafin as a kashin. What does that mean? Are they shimshu, mispardim, atzroras, amuravim, bekashinim, venoflim, arts? Even why? So the chokhmah. How is it different than kilu of Paris? The poskim say a lot of peel vegetables and fruits for immediate use. What's the difference? Two reasons. One, shipas karshinin halichlu choshiv tfei kimurav biochel. Catch this now. Mitoch she'eno davuk bo. But both say, look at it again and just say it with a straight face. Everyone say this line with a straight face. This is one line, less than a line. Like I've a shivas karshini, halich lechosh of tveikim urabiocha. Why? Mitok she'eno davuk bo. What? It's less, it's more mixed in because it's not connected. I don't know if it's connected. That means it's more mixed in. Maybe it means like Rabbeinu Chananel. What Rabbeinu Chananel said? Who remembers Rabbeinu Chananel? I forgot. Open the Ayin Dal. We don't have time to review. We're already 2 weeks into the sugya. We already forgot from the first day. It's okay. We're all entitled to forget. What did Rabbeinu Chananel say? We're come back to this so many times. Nimtza Zora Bora Merake. Kula mavirim psoz amurevis ochel ve'eina mechuberes kigon klipo shetzricha piruk o kigon afruris shetzarech niputz. That's called mechuber. Ela murevis bilvad. In other words, again, you have to read this properly. All these things are what? Whereas any mechuberes could go and cleave a tree of pericles, become a free bush of terminators, which is not boring. That's dosh, different story. And the mechuberes full of bad. So he's saying a svara, amazing svara. The what? The kashinin, it's called murav, because it's not stuck to it. If it's stuck to it, it's like dosh, not like boring. I think that could be explained only with based upon this Rabbeinu Chanan. Okay? What did he say like this? Watch this. First reason. Uvazeh, if it's Urav, lo nemra taheta shal yev shem yenachem. If he's tamzeh yev iso lirchos o lekanech pri, shem unachos o lepsolos. Kevin shen edvukum o beklikiklipo. As the Chazon Ish says, you cannot rinse a fruit under a faucet. But there's a second reason. Lo nemra taheta shal yev shem yenachem ele beklipo vachayotze bo. She'ena murevis mamesh b'ochel, ela munachas b'chutz. Or the case of the melon, where it's also considered the chutz. Ach b'tarubes gemura, lo yehei heter af she'ev sh'minach. I like this term, I like the second term, it's better. Shem she'maisa b'reira hazeh, yesh lo chashivas gedol le'yoser, v'gove b'zeh she'maisa b'reira, Al shem shel derech achila. Two separate terutzim. Nafkamina. Mishabalirchot pri may offer amunach olav. The tree fell into the dirt. According to the first reason, it's aser. Even sao achila. It's not davuk. According to the second reason, it's mutter, there's no tarovis. I like the second reason. That's what I like, honestly. Then he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman, we saw this before, it's called cleaning. It's not called selecting. Remember, Lashem and Adam had that, the Shulta Giborim? Nikinu Esayarek, Birano Esayarek. You say Birano with us and Nikinu with mutter. That's a few throws this as far here in as well. Fascinating. I thought this is a better distinction, but again, I'm just quoting over here. Go a little bit further. Be very delicate over here. Hadachas kelim. Chitzus peiris is brera. Chitzus kelim is mutter. No, he's a brera at all. Why? The Shvisus for Shabbos is kasha. Shmir Shabbos said, yeah, etc. So Shlomo Zalman says, Nikui Dava Shadarko, we saw this is a Chazar. The Shadarko, Tom of the Slach, like the Regil Shul and Akoso, Nakol Borer, Ayel Mushli. Look, he quotes Ayel Mushulish. We can't get it in its original, we get it quoted through the Arthur Shabbos. Says Rav Nissen Karelitz, different Chiluk. The Paris Nechshava Lichluk, Kilkul Vichisarin. So the prayer is called the Tikkun. If I have dishes, Rav Osai, and they're greasy, because I serve chont on Shabbos. Oh, I have a broken dish. I have a dirty dish. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just I used it for carrots. It's good to use dishes. But if it's a fruit, then if it's considered dirty, it's considered to be no good. This is a subtle point. The quotes over here from Abdis Karelt, a subtle point. Watch this now. Shmuel is a third distinction. Kli v'apsolos ha-dvukabo lo shayach shem taruvis. That kli hu dava chazak, strong item, osu l'kiyum, v'lechein af b'nidbek bo har be'ofar, v'chei osimbo, havel olam get a rechitza, v'lo brerim, as opposed to a food, which is meant to be consumed quickly. It's not natural to have solos there. Well, if a lot of dirt gets involved, it's not called cleaning, it's called borer. It's all very subtle points, Rebosa. Very subtle points. Rebosa, we had discussed, it's a chazara, but I can't share the original because I lost my al-mashulish right now. I hope tomorrow I'll be able to get it. Again, tomorrow she is 11:30. Please, you send a message. We had a bear halacha in Shinya Tesim Dalit. If you recall, we said over here that you have to throw away not only the psoles, but the psoles. Look right, it's on page 280. What did he see? What did he say? Wide line 3, Sheyashlich min ha'ochel imo. Don't just throw the psoles, throw some of the ochel out as well. You get an impression of Osai that this kunz works. Even it will be called in our language, Tarovis Gemurah. And he says, the same thing applies to Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Samach Aleph. What's the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Samach Aleph? Shenofel Zvuv. Okay? He says, don't remove the fly itself. Yikach Tzatz Me'ochel Amashkim of Yisrael. Now wait a minute. But what's the source of this Mishnah Berurah? Tell us the source. Nun Dalid, Taz. Let's take a look and see the Taz. But let's take a look at the Taz that's quoted by the Ber Heitei, Sivkot Yutes, save time. Shenofen Zivu Vim Lekos. Loyotzi Azvuvim Levadim Lekos, Lavli Bor Psolis. Digach Min Mashik Taz, Imahem, plural. Until now, we only met the Mishnah Berurah. One Zvuv. One Zvuv is not a Tarovis Gemurah. But many zvuvim, the sky's the limit. Sounds like even in Tarovis Gemurah, there's room to be mekel. Now, This seems to be Rav Osai, a Mefurish Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Yom Tov as well. This is our last thing for today, maybe. This is the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura, Rav Osai. Mishabru has the following source, Rav Osai, in Siman Tov Kuf Dalet. Watch this. Look carefully. After you do Tchina on the Matzis, Nochon Yizor Shal Yivra Pirurei Matzis Shal Nechtashu Adayin Heite Mitoch HaKemach Af Biyad Tavi kimo psoas in toch ochel. Also gam biyote vachal man di oma. She learned about the Raj Bashita. Kim yir tzalik chem yikchem imat kemach. To leka chashash of the brera. Look at the chashab asim in shin yutes. Look at the alocha. See his mekel over here. Even by Taroves. Gemura. Others say no. Taroves Gemura. It will not help. Seems to be that Chazon Ish said that way, only by a single fly, not by many flies. This is the machlokes. We're out of time. Mishum tomorrow we'll continue with these inyanim of Borah B'Siyata Dishmaya.